Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, more economic development with Lynn Keller from The Right Track and Fred Steinman from UNR. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dory Guy and James Smack. They have a lot to say. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
As a veteran, I know serving in the armed forces isn't a job, it's a calling. Joe Heck is a fellow soldier. He knows the dangers we face, and Joe is fighting to give our brave soldiers the best tools and training to keep America safe. And when they're home, Joe Heck wants our veterans to get the care and respect they deserve. To keep America safe, send a soldier. Joe Heck.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
25,000 jobs. That's how many jobs Nevada's created in clean energy. That's how many Nevada jobs Joe Heck puts at risk when he votes Big Oil's way. Joe Heck's taken hundreds of thousands in Big Oil money and voted their way, protecting billions in tax breaks for oil companies and threatening Nevada's solar economy. 25,000 Nevada jobs at risk because Joe Heck's in Big Oil's pocket. LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Lynn Keller, co-founder of The Right Track, and Fred Steinman, assistant research professor at the University for the Center for Economic Development at UNR. Pleasure to have you both here. Before we get started talking about this conference that's coming up, Lynn, I wanted to talk to you about something that has been very interesting. Over the last couple of years, we've talked so much about economic diversification, but a lot of people, especially it seems to me people in government, are talking about how the economy is changing from a gaming tourism economy to this other economy. And yet, you as a longtime gaming expert, when you look at the market, do you not see as I do that this is still a thriving industry?
Yes, it's still a thriving industry, and it has a lot to offer. The other industries complement it. And as you know, Gold Dust was a locals casino.
You headed up Gold Dust West in Reno for many years.
Yes. And so we emphasize community give back and working with the community and those local people. And so there's a synergy between those. And I think some of the existing casinos now still do the same thing.
And I think it's going to be interesting as you see some of the older properties turning over to condominium projects,
right.
Other hotels that are non-gaming. Mm-hmm. But they're still going to feed those properties that are downtown. I mean, the Carano's investing in buying the other half of Silver Legacy and Circus Circus, 4,000 rooms is a big say and a thumbs up for the Reno community, don't you think?
Yes, it is. Very much so.
And then also seeing companies like Station Casinos and Marnell Gaming coming into the market. It just seems to me that tourism should not be put on anybody's back burner.
Oh, no. And I just listened into the presentation on the station's property across from the convention center. It's quite exciting.
Yes, and I've got a funny feeling that what they're proposing right now is not going to be the project when it eventually comes
out. It's phase one and phase two, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. Fred, tell me what your role is at UNR.
As an assistant research professor in the Center for Economic Development in the College of Business, primarily I work with local governments, counties, and municipalities to develop their strategic economic development plans and begin implementing them. We work very closely with a number of federal agencies, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, U.S. Economic Development Administration, to again really kind of provide the technical assistance that local communities throughout the state need as they continue that economic development and diversification effort.
Do you believe, are you convinced that the boom is here?
It's always a challenge, you know, trying to look at economic cycles and determine, you know, when you're in a boom cycle, when you're in a bust cycle. It's very geographic oriented. If you're looking at counties like Elko County, White Pine, Eureka, Lander County, they're in the middle of a bust, especially with the price of precious metals being where it is. For the more urbanized, larger counties like Clark and Washoe, we are starting to see, you know, appreciation real estate prices again, but there are also signs that potential consumer confidence is, you know, stagnating a little bit. Some of the local governments, you know, are being very conservative in their budgets moving forward into the next fiscal year. And those booms and busts are very industry specific.
And that makes sense that, you know, somebody said to me the other day, yes, we're approaching a boom, but it's not here yet. And so therefore we have to be careful about, you know, investing too much right now. It's,
very much so.
You know, 3, 5, 10 years down the road in some cases. It seems like local governments are taking this quite seriously, but it seems like the builders, the home builders especially, mm-hmm. are really holding back when the potential need is 50,000-60,000 new homes. 50,000-60,000 new homes.
In fact, talking with a real estate developer in the region, you know, saying that, you know, for the Reno-Sparks metro area to function as a proper real estate market, you need between 4,000 to 5,000 units, you know, on the market for sale at any time. And recently, last figure I saw was there are only about 700 to 750 units, you know, on the market for sale. And I think that's really contributing to kind of the inflationary or upward pressure on housing prices right now. I think developers may be a little more cautious with, you know, the memory of 2008 and 2009 still fresh in their minds and the burn that they took in the last really big boom period. If you look at incomes across the United States, and particularly for Nevada, even though there are other signs of recovery using other measures, incomes have remained relatively stagnant since 2008 and 2009 in terms of overall growth.
Right, and you look at the interest rates and that goes right along with it. Lynn, you know, one of the things that is striking to me is not only are the banks cautious about lending money right now, even for projects that seem, you know, Lance Gilman was here talking about this for Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the banks are very wary and leery about loaning money, and it kind of reminds me of the way Elko County was, you know, 10 years ago when things were booming there, but you couldn't build anything.
Right.
But one of the other problems is that a lot of people who went through the downturn in the economy, their credit reports were just destroyed. And it was across the board. And yet a lot of that stuff is still remaining on people's documentation with credit rating agencies. And until that changes, but it's so difficult to change that.
It is. And I'm having the opportunity right now to work with Opportunity Alliance Nevada, which is another nonprofit. And its goal and directive is to deal with financial capability and help the lower income, middle income people improve their credit scores through financial coaching.
Because, I mean, we're not going to go forward unless that changes. All right, let's take a break. Let's come back and we'll talk about this big conference that's coming up called Building a Stronger Nevada. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs, Tamarack Junction.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lynn Keller. She is the co-founder of The Right Track. If people are interested in improving their business, whatever state their business is in, this is the lady to talk to. She is an expert. And Fred Steinman is with the University Center for Economic Development at UNR. Big conference coming up called Building a Stronger Nevada, and amazing speakers. Some of them, Jens Peter Klostrom from Tesla Energy, Robert Lang, who's been on this program many times, brilliant speaker. Brett Kelsey with cybersecurity. There's also a speaker on regional development, rural urban interdependency, and then our good friend Sarah Adler, who provides a lot of funding for a lot of things in rural Nevada. What should people know about this conference? Who should be attending? Who should be signing up? And how soon?
Really anyone with a vested interest in the economic growth and prosperity of the state. We have,
and it is statewide.
It is statewide. We had started last year's conference with more of a northeastern, northwestern Nevada perspective, but we've really expanded the conference to include economic development and policy issues throughout the state. This year we'll have everyone from elected officials at the federal, state, and local level to government administrators, business owners, public policy analysts, and individual citizens who are just interested in learning more about the state's economic future.
One of the things that Nevada Newsmakers was kind of founded on was looking at Nevada as a whole state, mm-hmm. that not just the economic engines of Clark County and Washoe County, but looking at the needs across the state. And now you're seeing companies like Switch who are building these fiber optic cables that are going to go from Las Vegas up to Reno, Reno to San Francisco to L.A., L.A. back to Las Vegas at these unbelievable speeds. But the benefit for rural Nevada is where those pipelines go, they will be able to tap in. So if you're in Hawthorne or you're in another rural area, you'll have access to that same high-speed network that will really improve the lives of many people who choose to have a rural lifestyle in Nevada rather than necessarily live in a city.
Right.
But when you look at this, what do you think that people are going to get? Your kind of clients, the people that are trying to improve their businesses, what can they learn by coming to this conference?
Oh, they're going to learn better access to who to go to type thing, connections. And it's segmented into various areas, so you can pick and choose which ones you want to go to. There's one on workforce development, for instance, so you know how to get your employees if you're a company. There's one,
and that's a huge deal.
It is.
We're going to start running out of people here in the not-too-distant future if we're not already. I mean, this kind of takes me back to 1978 when the MGM opened in Reno, and I remember coming to Nevada and realizing that there just weren't enough good people for the jobs that were available. So if you were any good at anything at any level, you were going to start out digging ditches, but you'd be the general manager within about 15 minutes, right?
Exactly. Yep. That's what I did.
Exactly. So there really is opportunity there.
There is, very much so. Another one is, of course, agribusiness. I am an advocate of the entire state, too. And agriculture is actually the third largest industry in Nevada.
Right. People don't realize that.
I know they don't. And one of the ones I'm an advocate on happens to be the wine industry, which Washoe County now, it's legal to have wineries. So we're working on getting that zoning for that. And that's going to create not only jobs, but tourism, believe it or not. Because who goes? You go to Napa Valley, what do? You stay someplace. Well, that's good for the hotels here.
And, you know, people don't realize the impact of agriculture. Mm-hmm. The dry milk plant in mm-hmm. Fallon mm-hmm. is turning out millions of pounds of dry milk that is all already paid for right. by the Chinese.
Right.
So there's a lot to go for. Mm-hmm. Tell us if people want to come to this, where do they sign up? Where's the event going to be held? What are the dates and things like that?
The conference will be held on the main campus of the University of Nevada, Reno. It's being delivered in partnership with the Western Nevada Development District, UNLV, Nevada Industry Alliance, and USDA Rural Development, September 20th through the 22nd. September 20th are two pre-conference workshops, and then the real meat of the conference is on the 21st and the 22nd. Everything will be at the Joe Crowley Student Union, pretty much the third and the fourth floor. Registration is very easy. We have an online registration portal, just WNDD.org, and that will take you right to the registration page.
So, WNDD.
.org.
Okay, and obviously this is for people from across the state. If you didn't get that, you can call UNR or UNLV and get more information. But looking forward to the conference, I think it's going to be very exciting. As I say, you've got an outstanding lineup of speakers, and it should be good for anybody who wants to be in business. And if they really want to be in business, they should talk to you, Ms. Keller. Thank you both. Oh, go ahead.
There's one other thing. There's going to be tours on the first day. In the afternoon, they'll have a tour of Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. There'll be a tour of DRI, mm-hmm. tour of TMCC's campus on Edison Way, and there's a bike walk tour.
Mm-hmm. Downtown.
Well, I'll tell you, just going out, if you get to see that Tesla building mm-hmm. Out at TRI, mm-hmm. you're going to be blown away. And again, Mr. Gilman was talking about how this thing could be 10,000 employees by the time they're done out there.
Correct.
Amazing.
Correct.
Thank you both for being here. Very informative.
Thank you. Good luck
with the conference. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card, same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7, all by AAA certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
I'm Catherine Cortez Masto, and I approve this message. 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but early treatment saved my life. So I'm really outraged that Joe Heck voted 10 times to defund Planned Parenthood, which thousands of Nevada women depend on for cancer screenings. Congressman Heck even threatened to shut down the federal government to eliminate funding for Planned Parenthood. I hope the women of Nevada remember that when it's time to vote.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, the action started here in the commercial break. Dory Guy is here with Emerge Nevada, and James Smack is the former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. Pleasure to have you both here. So, you know, in any normal year, Hillary Clinton's candidacy would be a tough one mm-hmm. because there are so many strikes against her, not just from recent times, but going all the way back, very public knowledge. But
I could argue with you on that.
Well, go ahead.
Feel free.
I mean, during the Clinton presidency, her husband, you know, we spent $91 million. Ken Starr tried to find a lot that he thought was there, and it just simply wasn't. I mean, he started out as a committee to investigate Whitewater and found no involvement with the Clintons at that particular point. And then he went on to find out that, you know, Bill had a little indiscretion. And,
On several occasions, apparently.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and it was funny. I was in Europe at the time, and the Europeans really laughed at us over it. But going on with Hillary, you know, it's like the Republicans have done everything they can to find the smallest thing to make one big deal out of it. I mean, these emails now, you know, we're going back now, we're pulling another 30,000. Well, why weren't those emails pulled to begin with?
Well, apparently the FBI were the ones that uncovered them.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But, you know, it's been that way right along. Every little thing that she has done or hasn't done, you know, they pounce on it and it becomes this big deal. The good thing that's working in her advantage, though, is that every time the media starts pouncing on something like that with Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump opens his mouth. Yeah. And as much as I hate to say that, if Donald Trump could have another week like this week where he's been staying on message, where he has been talking about why he would be a better president than Hillary Clinton, when he sticks to the things that would work, stick to attacking Hillary Clinton and telling us what he's going to do as opposed to attacking everybody else in the world and attacking the media, he could be the next president of the United States. My concern is he's not going to be able to do that long term. I think that Trump's going to end up being Trump at some point in time, and it's going to hurt us in the long run.
And, you know, we're taping this on Thursday the 25th of August, so if anything crazy has happened in the ensuing week, you know, that's why we were missing it at this point in time.
Okay.
Trump seems to be, at this point, softening his position on immigration. Go ahead, Dory.
You know, he's softening his position, but not really. I mean, what he is saying now is basically the same things that Marco Rubio was saying, and he really ridiculed Rubio for that. And, you know, you can't do this turnaround halfway through an election with good results. You know, people are going to remember what you said before, the wall you're going to build and everybody that you're going to keep out, all the rapists and whatever.
But I mean, it's traditional in our politics.
You're right.
That in the primaries, people will pivot towards the extremes of their parties because those are the people that come out and vote generally. And then when it comes to a general election, people tend to take a more moderate stance.
It's true.
Do you really believe that this is really a more moderate stance?
No, I don't. No, and
I agree with that. I think that when Donald Trump has said he was going to deport 11 million illegal immigrants, I think that everybody recognized the strict impossibility of that and how that's just not going to happen. There has to be a better plan. Now, I'm encouraged that he's looking at a different plan. What I also find interesting is the media is all jumping all over him for flip flopping and that type of thing. And okay, maybe he's moderating, maybe he is flip flopping to an extent. But the media was also the ones telling him 8, 9, 10 months ago you couldn't deport 11 million people. Maybe he's starting to realize that and coming up with a more workable plan. He's darned if he does and darned if he doesn't. So.
All right, but you know, it's interesting. You have been very much involved in Republican state politics over the years, and you have seen all sides of positions in the Republican Party.
That I have.
And quite frankly, it's been a mess for a long time. You know, in terms of the organization.
And Donald Trump's a result of that mess. Donald Trump is basically your anti-establishment. Mm-hmm. He is the one.
Yeah, he is the one coming out.
He's funded the establishment for a number of years, but he's perceived, at least by the Republican voters that voted for him in the primaries, as the anti-establishment candidate. Everybody else that had senator in front of their name or governor in front of their name, no matter how far away from the Beltway they had been, and I was the chairman of Mike Huckabee's campaign here in the state before his campaign ended. And that man has never had a Beltway address in his life. He is a consummate outsider. He did some great things in Arkansas, but that got overshadowed by the whole Trump effect. And a lot of these good candidates never got any traction because of the Trump effect. But the Trump effect was an anti-establishment effect. It was the same effect Bernie Sanders had in the Democrat side. And I'm not absolutely certain that Hillary Clinton has found a way to reach all those Bernie Sanders voters. I still think there's a good quadrant of them that are pretty well just totally disaffected by this whole Clinton versus Trump thing and will either vote for Jill Stein or vote for Gary Johnson or not vote at all.
Mm-hmm. Dory?
Well, you know, you got to look at it this way. If you went back to the 70s and there was a person like Trump, he wouldn't have gotten anywhere, nowhere. I mean, with his background, considering, you know, he's had three marriages especially. And, of course, each one he cheated on with his next wife. Right. That would have never happened. I remember Gary Hart.
Ronald Reagan, you know, had also been divorced and remarried. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also Ford, I believe, his wife had been. But the circumstances are totally different. First of all, Donald Trump is not a politician, politically speaking. I mean, he's not a senator or a congressman or whatever. You know, he's had four bankruptcies in his life. He's had three marriages.
His businesses have.
But, you know, basically,
out of 571 businesses, that's a pretty good track record, actually.
But these were big businesses. I mean, the Trump casinos were huge.
Okay, we got about 5 seconds apiece.
Okay.
The last words.
Last words are, let's hope Trump stays on message.
Dory?
I'm on my way to see Hillary this morning.
Congratulations.
We have to leave it. We'll be right back.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
When you join Career College of Northern Nevada, you become more than a student. You become family.
I am CCNN.
I am CCNN.
I am CCNN.
We have programs for everyone, from medical assisting to HVAC to industrial electronics to health information management.
I am CCNN.
I am CCNN.
I am CCNN.
Call now and become part of the CCNN family.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler, and I'm here to tell homeowners that are 62 and older about a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage.
Call right now to receive your free DVD and booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. Plus, when you call now, you'll get this magnifier with LED light absolutely free.
When you call the experts at One Reverse Mortgage today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage. It will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. And here's the best part. You still own your home. Take control of your retirement today.
Call 800-983-6811 to get your free guide. Call now and also get this free magnifier with LED light.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes.